Peter, I suppose I've got a bit of first-hand experience myself this year of just what it takes to keep the whole show on the road in terms of the inter-county and the club scene here in Sligo, and that's only one very small cog in a very large wheel. You had the sponsors night to night to say a big thank you to a large number of people that have once again contributed to Sligo GAA this year.
Yes, Dara, it was a great night, and delighted that so many of our sponsors could come along and be represented here tonight. We try to do this every year as an acknowledgement for our sponsors, because without their financial support, really and truly, we would have difficulty with county teams and various other development squads. So it's great to have their support, and we like to acknowledge it as many times as we can.
A probable turnover of about €1 million, between one thing and another throughout the year, Peter. It's basically not just a business, but a pretty large business at the minute, isn't it? Running the GAA within this county.
Absolutely. Any business turning €1.2 million is certainly takes a bit of work, but thankfully over the past couple of years, with the assistance, I should say, of Club Sligo, we've been able to turn matters around, and we're in a very healthy state at this point in time. We have the Centre of Excellence paid for, and at the end of the day, our debt is coming down, and we want to continue to get that down and take the pressure off the clubs, because at the end of the day, the clubs have to prosper and grow into the future, and we don't want to have too many financial constraints on them in that regard. And hence, that's why the sponsors become such an important cog in that. Of our €1.2 million of turnover for the year, €200,000 of that now is coming from our sponsors, and we really need to expand them year in, year out, and make sure that we look after the sponsors that we have, and we hope that we do that.
What is very encouraging, Peter, is that there's a lot of repeat business there, and the same sponsors that we were acknowledging here last year and the year before, we're back acknowledging them again this year, and that's an indication that it's a partnership that's working on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at it in terms of the way we kind of divide it up, for the want of a better word, our senior team, our under-20s and our juniors are sponsored by AbbVie. Probably the only pharmaceutical company in Ireland to sponsor a Gaelic football team, and we've been very, very thankful of their support over the past 3 years. And I know that Joe Coomer, who was the site manager out at AbbVie in Ballytevenin, Joe has been a great support to us, and I believe he's heading back to the States now, and I'd like to thank him most sincerely for all the effort and support he's put into the county teams over the last few years. Our associate sponsor in conjunction with that then, of course, is IT Sligo, and they have been a long-standing supporter of ours, because when we didn't have the Centre of Excellence, we were using the IT for our teams, and we have a long relationship there, and I'd like to thank them for their support. Arrivo obviously have been a county board sponsor now for a number of years, and I'd like to thank both Aaron Ford and Louis Carty for the efforts they have made in supporting us, and again, it's much appreciated. As you move down through the grades then, obviously, we have Devenish Nutritions sponsoring our under-17 and under-16s this year, and really and truly, Richard Kennedy has been a massive support to us, not only just from a financial perspective, but from a product perspective as well, and helping those guys to develop in their training over the last couple of years. Equally so, EJ is with our development squads. It's now down to the under-15s, under-14s, but Eamon Cunningham and his team have been there for a long, long time sponsoring our development squads, and that's where it all starts at county level. So that kind of is part one of the equation for all the county teams and development squads. When you look then to the internal kind of side of the equation, we have Quinns, who have probably now been the longest sponsor with Sligo. It's almost 10 years now that the Quinns have been there. Both Kevin Senior and Junior and Fergal sponsoring the Senior Junior Intermediate Championships, and they've grown year on year, and we're delighted they're back with us again this year. Fury's Buses, who deliver all our transport for our teams, but equally so, they sponsor our senior leagues, and that's a very important tournament as well during the year, and we thank them for their support. Our underage competitions, Expert Electrical have been there a long time, as you say, as well. And really and truly, their sponsorship at local level through the assistance of Sean Rooney has been much appreciated. this year we've diversified a little bit with some of the competitions, and we've had a couple of the coaching schools and the cool camps and whatever sponsored on a separate by separate sponsors this year. And I'd like to thank the Radisson Hotel and Seamus Preston for sponsoring our school's Jersey Day. That's a big event for us. We have 3,000 kids participate in that every year, and Seamus and his team have come in behind it this year, and that has been a real boost for us. And equally so, on the whole club coaching side of the equation, on our cool camps, Kevin McGlynn and his team in the Southern Hotel have sponsored that for us this year. And as an acknowledgement for all our club coaches, this is the first time ever that I think the County Board have turned around and given something to people for the work that they've done. And it's only a small thing, but at the same time, we've given all our club coaches a gilet with the Southern sponsorship on it, and acknowledging the fact that they're a club coach. And that's been a new departure this year, and much appreciated as well. And just to finish then, in terms of our support team, we've Gallagher Catering, both Niall and Karen Gallagher from Ballinamore there, who look after all the catering needs for our senior team and our under-20s. And they have been very, very good to us, and thank them for their support. Equally so, Fastcom, through Ross Palmer and his team, for the IT support they provide us with at the Centre of Excellence and at Markovich Park. And finally, our kit van for the senior team, sponsored by the Connolly Group, and I'd like to thank Neil and his team for all they do for us there. So all in all, Dara, that's kind of part one, part two of the equation, but it covers all our sponsors, and I'd like to thank them one and all for what they've done for us for 2018.